I know we're only halfway through the season, but rather be first place than last place.
It was either you or me last week. We were the only two that picked Tiber Beach, and you made a good pick. I went the under, and you know what? The over was the better pick, so nice job, bud.
So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's feature game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Doug won last week, he will go last, followed by the previous week's winner, which is Dave, and then so forth and so on from there. Mike Gallagher, then Paul P. Adams will be leading things off. So let me pull up his message he sent earlier, since he'll be traveling to the west side of the county tonight. And he said, here he is. So Paul's quest for the fourth consecutive Media Roundtable Championship has gotten off to a rocky start. I'd like to point out 2 years ago it was a co-championship. But regardless, his quest. But there's still time for Paul to turn it around. I'm quoting Paul here. In order to do so, I had to crunch some numbers. Over the past 4 years, Cass City has defeated Bad Axe by an average margin of 31 points. So for no other reason than that, this is Paul P. Adams in quoting here. Paul P. Adams is picking the Red Hawks for a 50-19 victory. So Paul P. Adams in the books from the Huron County View. Cass City winning by 31 points, 50-19. Up next, then, we have Mike Gallagher. Unfortunately, we have not heard from Mike Gallagher, so we will have him give him until 7 p.m. to get his lock-in. If that is not, we just made a rule up here that if a representative does not get their score in for that week before 7 p.m., they will receive the automatic minority pick. So if three individuals select, you know, the home team, they will automatically get the away team at the maximum of the over of the majority team. Just follow along. We'll keep you going there. So moving on now to Dave Hansen.
That was a perfect time for your hot button of Willy Wonka, and you lose. You get nothing.
Nothing.
That was a good chance for that if you wanted to. But I like the rule. It gives him a chance, even though he's a working man. He's busy. I agree with Paul. Cass City is on a roll, and they were extremely impressive, dominating their rival in the Lakers 51-0 in Laker country. Now, I think that a rivalry game is a game they get up for. That was a game where they played their absolute best game. I don't think they are going to do that week in and week out, so I think they regress. But I agree with Paul. I like that number of 30. I don't see Cass City giving up 19 points, though. I got that a little lower. I do have Cass City winning and spoiling the homecoming for the Hatchets at a score of 40-12.
40-12, according to Dave Hansen. A 28-point victory for the Cass City Redhawks. Oh, boy, you're going to block Paul right in there. And now we move on to Doug Cole, our director of sports information.
Well, with homecoming night, you just never know what's going to happen. I expect Bad Axe to be pumped, to be excited. However, I agree with Dave and Paul. I think this game is going to be pretty one-sided. I got Cass City beating Bad Axe 38-6.
38-6. Oh, I can hear Paul P. Adams just griping already.
Oh, you know he's listening.
I know he's listening. So Doug Cole is taking Cass City 38-6, a 32-point victor, according to Doug Cole. So we have not heard from Mike Gallagher, so that means if he does not get in by 7 p.m., that means Mike Gallagher will have Bad Axe by 32 points. That is the new rule. So if you get the minority at the maximum over of the other team. So Mike Gallagher currently picking Bad Axe by 32 points. So Paul P. Adams right in the middle at 31 points for Cass City. Dave Hansen at the low at 28. And Doug Cole, Cass City, by 32 points. Now let's move on and take a look at other area games going on across the region. In eight-player football, in divisional play now across the board in the NCTL Red, Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart at 3-2 is at Flint International, also 3-2. And Morris at Burton Madison. Morris, the defending state champions, at 5-0. Burton Madison at 2-3.
Let's put it this way. Morris is one of your favorites in eight-player football. Morris will win that game handily. Ashley and Genesee are both 1-4. Unfortunately, they are pretty much out of any playoff race. So the only interesting game there, Mount Pleasant, Sacred Heart takes on Flint International. I like Flint a little better at home, but both 3-2 and fighting for a playoff spot.
And then, of course, the final game in the NCTL Red, Ashley and Genesee, both teams 1-4. Flip a coin. And moving on to the NCTL White, we had one game last night in Carsonville. Port Sanilac gets their first victory since 2017 last night as they took out Akron Fairgrove 46-8. Carson CPS, their first victory in over 2.5 seasons, 46-8 over Akron Fairgrove. Moving on then, NCTL White Caseville is at New Haven Merritt. Caseville 0-5, New Haven Merritt 4-1. And Own Gage at Bay City All Saints, both teams 1-4.
Again, both teams are 1-4. Looking like no chance for the playoffs there. New Haven Merritt, though, on the other side, cruising 4-1. Expect them to go 5-1.
Moving on to the NCTL Blue now. Burton Atherton at Kingston. Atherton 1-4, Kingston 4-1.
Oh, there's a game there where Kingston is starting to find their legs again. The loss of Hunter James has really kind of held them down, but they're finding a way to battle in the NCTL Blue, and I think they move and get their fifth win over Burton Atherton.
Deckerville at Mayville. This is probably the most intriguing game of the NCTL games tonight. Deckerville 5-0, Mayville hosting Deckerville at 4-1.
This is the game that circled on Deckerville's schedule for a big reason. We know Mayville was very good. Deckerville, a household name in eight-player football, but this game here, depending on how it goes, in Mayville, wouldn't be shocked to see them knock Deckerville off that undefeated streak this season. Both teams very, very good. We'll learn a lot about who is going to make a playoff run in eight-player football based on tonight's score.
Now on to the 11-player football in the Greater Thumb Conference. Ubley at KPAC, 4-1, going against 1-4. Ubley rolls here.
I just want to point out one thing quick. Yeah. Peck North Huron, both 4-1, should be an excellent game over there in North Huron. Ubley rolls over KPAC, not even a game.
Marlette at Brown City, that should be a decent game, actually.
Yeah, Brown City just got beat pretty badly by our hometown Hatchets here. That possibly they rebound, but neither team, Marlette nor Brown City, are going to be in the playoffs this year. And your last game, Clark, is another one. Harbor Beach is at home against Memphis. That will be a running clock. Harbor Beach will finish off Memphis easily.
In the Greater Thumb Conference crossover game, Sandusky from the east traveling to Vassar, who is 0-5.
A nice crossover game for them. Sandusky will get an easy win. Vassar 0-5, about to move 0-6, and quietly that puts Sandusky at 4 wins and certainly on pace to make the playoffs.
Moving into the Greater Thumb West, Reese at 2-3, at Caro 2-3.
Again, neither Greater Thumb West team here is very good, but I'll take Reese on the road. They've played a little better in my eyes, but I still don't think – I think they're on the outside looking in when it comes to playoffs.
In the game that Paul P. Adams is at over in Sebring, Lakers at 4-1. USA at 3-2.
USA is starting to play some really good football. We thought in week two Cass City played poorly. In retrospect, it looks like USA just played them pretty tough.
Yes.
And I think they are rolling. Too many injuries over there in Lakers. Give me USA at home for win number 4.
And, of course, our game of the week here on the WLW Sports Network, Cass City at Bad Axe. And the experts have spoken. Paul P. Adams taking Cass City by 31. Dave Hansen taking Cass City by 28. And Doug Cole taking Cass City by 32. Mike Gallagher, on default, is picking Bad Axe by 32 points. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at our away team tonight. The Cass City Redhawks sitting in first place in the Greater Thumb West entering tonight with just one loss overall way back before Labor Day. Labor Day weather, certainly a distant memory at this point, and you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Eager Valley Services.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department. Okay, everybody, let's take a family picture.
I'll take it. 1, 2, 3, smile. It's super blurry and dark.
Well, looks like somebody needs to upgrade their phone.
I would, but having cash for groceries is more important.
Well, you know, when you upgrade, add a line or switch to Thumb Cellular, they're giving a $50 gift card to your local grocery store.
So I can get a new phone and get free groceries?
You betcha. Right now, some Samsung Galaxy phones with awesome cameras are discounted up to $150.
Say no more. I'm going right now.
But wait, what about our family picture?
I'll be back in a flash with my new phone from Thumb Cellular.
Gift cards vary by office location. Visit your local Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for more details. or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions